You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WISS Daily News Roundup for Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. 70 of Wisconsin's 72 counties have a sales tax. Winnebago and Waukesha counties are the only two without one. Facing a growing structural deficit, Winnebago County is looking at the possibility of adding one. Today, the county board is expected to take up a resolution that would direct county attorneys to draft a sales and use tax ordinance. This would not implement the sales tax yet. It's just the first step. The ordinance itself would be considered at a county board meeting in November. State law allows counties to add a 0.5% sales tax on top of the state's 5% rate. A draft resolution says the tax would give the county more financial flexibility and help support services. It also notes that local municipalities are struggling to keep up with rising costs, and under the draft plan, they'd get a share of the revenue too. If Brooks Road between Oshkosh and Vinland is on your daily commute, you know that it's closed at the US 45 overpass. It will remain closed for just over a month as the Wisconsin Department of Transportation works to replace a retaining wall at the overpass. Drivers on US 45 will experience lane and shoulder closures during the project, which is expected to last through October. Yesterday, Madison State Senator Kelda Royce threw her hat into the ring for governor. Savannah Tomei Olson takes a closer look.
Royce first entered Wisconsin politics more than 15 years ago. She served two terms in the Assembly and was elected to the State Senate in 2021. In office, she's championed women's health care rights, criminal justice reform, and fixing income inequality. In a campaign video, she focused on those issues.
In the Assembly, I helped 80,000 Wisconsinites finally get affordable health care. In the Senate, I worked with nurses to pass a bipartisan law repealing outdated regulations and expanding health care options for rural communities.
As a woman, I know what it's like to experience a physical examination, to go to a gynecologist's office. I know what that's like. And if you guys want to regulate this in this body, then you can stand here and listen to me speak about it.
Here's what Royce told Civic Media News Director Sholly Pittman just after Governor Tony Evers announced he'd retire.
My whole goal is to think about what we can do to best serve Wisconsin. To me, that means making sure that we elect Democrats up and down the ticket because the stakes are just incredibly high. We have to protect our people from what the Republican regime is doing in Washington, and we have to help build a state where there's opportunity and fairness for everyone, no matter who you are or where you're from.
This is not her first time running for governor. Roy's first attempt was in 2018. So far, she's up against Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, and Milwaukee businessman Ryan Sternad. That's on the Democratic side. Two Republicans have declared their candidacy, Washington County Executive Josh Showman and businessman Bill Berrien. We've got 11 months until the primary next August, and the election is over a year away in November 2026. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Charges against an Appleton man in connection with the 2010 co-sleeping death of his one-month-old son have been dropped. You may remember that 36-year-old Michael Donnelly was charged in March of this year with first-degree reckless homicide for his son's death 15 years ago. Last week, Outagamie District Attorney Melinda Templis told the court some evidence had not been preserved. So Outagamie County Circuit Court Judge Mark McGinnis dismissed the charges Friday without prejudice. That means charges could be filed again at a later date. An update from that Amber Alert in Portage County last week. 6-year-old Ruby Lehman was found Saturday. Her uncle, Jordan Coyle, was arrested. Now WSAW reports her biological mother, 31-year-old Chelsea Lehman, has been booked into the Portage County Jail on charges of aiding a felon and obstructing an officer. They aren't as low as they were a month ago, but gas prices are coming down. Melissa Kay reports.
Average gas prices fell 8 cents per gallon over the last week. The average price in the state on Monday, being $2.88, means prices are 3.9 cents higher than a month ago. However, this is still 8.5 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. More states saw decreases than increases last week, and there's good news on the horizon. The transition to cheaper winter gasoline begins on Tuesday across most of the country. Officials at Gas Buddy expect average gas prices to continue to decline in the weeks ahead, as long as hurricane season remains quiet.
In Appleton, gas is averaging $2.81 a gallon. It's $2.78 a gallon in Oshkosh. At the state capitol, Assembly Republicans' plan for the fall session includes several education-focused bills. Sturgeon Bay Representative Joel Kitchen says he wants to overhaul the state's math curriculum, similar to a recent bill, which was called Act 20, that overhauled the state's reading curriculum. Another bill from Greenville Representative Dave Murphy wants to make it easier for high school students to earn dual credit that counts towards a college degree.
I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
Brewers baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a three-game series tonight against the Los Angeles Angels at American Family Field. Milwaukee with a five-game lead over the Cubs in the NL Central. The Angels are in last place in the American League West, 13 games behind the Mariners. NFL, Matt LaFleur says the Packers' 10 penalties last Thursday night were far too many.
We went into the game. We knew that the penalties were going to be a big part of the game, and we had far too many. So, obviously, the first drive, it negated a touchdown, and then we had pre-snap penalties. You don't want any of those. We had a couple pre-snap penalties. We had a couple penalties on special teams that really played a big impact on field position.
The Packers play the Browns in Cleveland on Sunday. The Minnesota Vikings will be without their quarterback, J.J. McCarthy, the next 2 to 4 weeks. McCarthy suffering a high ankle sprain during their loss to the Falcons on Sunday night. Carson Wentz will take over at quarterback. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The 77th Emmy Awards are in the books, and there was big news from the event. Probably the biggest story was HBO's The Pitt winning Outstanding Drama Series. Star of the show, Noah Wiley, also took home a Best Actor Award, and The Pitt's Catherine Lanasa won Best Supporting Actress. Another big story of the night was the Netflix show Adolescence, which won 6 Emmy Awards, 3 of which went to Stephen Graham for acting, writing, and producing. Apple TV's The Studio won 4 Emmys, including Best Comedy Series. Britt Lower of Apple TV's Severance got her first Emmy off her first nomination and took home the Best Actress in a Drama Series. Jean Smart took home her 4th Emmy for Outstanding Lead Actress in a Comedy Series for her role on Hacks. Smart has picked up a total of 14 Emmy nominations over her impressive career. 15-year-old Owen Cooper became the youngest recipient ever for his role in Adolescence. He was excellent. Rainn Wilson appeared on the Last Laugh podcast last week and said he felt that at times the show The Office went too far with racial and sexist jokes. Wilson, who played Dwight Schrute, said they could never get away with some of the jokes now. Wilson also said that NBC ultimately passed on a spinoff which would have starred the Dwight Schrute character and would have been set on his character's beet farm. The show would have been called The Farm. News from the Emmys, Stephen Colbert presented the Best Lead Actor in a Comedy Series. Beforehand, Colbert jokingly asked when he got behind the mic if anyone was hiring. Colbert will exit The Late Show in May of 2026. Colbert also joked that he brought his resume and showed the crowd his old headshot. The Late Show host was visibly moved when the crowd started chanting, "Stephen." Great guy. And by the way, Best Lead Actor in a Comedy Series went to Seth Rogen for The Studio. If this past weekend box office earnings are any indication, anime has completely arrived. Demon Slayer Infinity Castle found itself at the top of the box office with a $70 million opening weekend. Its opening day take of $33 million was the highest opening ever for an anime film. Last week's number one film, The Conjuring Last Rites, held off three challengers for the number two spot and a take of $26 million. The three new releases include Downton Abbey, which brought in $18 million big ones in its first week of release to finish at number three. The Stephen King-inspired The Long Walk pulled in $11.5 million over the weekend. The film is based on King's first novel of the same title. And in fifth place was sort of a new release, or more accurately, a new re-release, as Toy Story brought in over $3 million on over 200 screens, giving it a massive haul of $195 million dating back about 30 years. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny and warm again today. We'll get to around 85 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, clear. We'll drop to 62 for a low. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high right around 85. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
That's your WISS Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WISS.FM. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.